In even the simplest computer, putting a character on the screen involves many instructions and a detailed knowledge of the video card. Let's leave this topic until later, perhaps years later. SPIM includes an exception handler that simulates a tiny operating system that can do input from the keyboard and do output to a simulated monitor. Assembly language programs request operating system services using the syscall instruction. There is, unfortunately, no EBERT instruction. The syscall instruction transfers control to the operating system, which then performs the requested service. Then control, usually, returns to the program. This description leaves out many details. Different operating systems use this instruction in different ways. For the SPIM exception handler, it is used like this. An integer, a code, is loaded into register V0. Usually, the load immediate instruction is used for this. Then, various parameters are put into registers A0, A1, or F12, depending on the service. Then, the syscall instruction is used. The syscall instruction causes an exception, which transfers control to an exception handler. An exception handler is the part of an operating system that receives requests for operating system services. Different services expect data in different registers, and not all services return values to the caller. Some services return values in register V0 or register F0.